every one of them. And I have somewhere in the vicinity of 75 chiggers, plus me make 76. So we're all going to be preaching to you tonight. I got three of them been shouting since service started. Woo! I'm telling you what, I just, it's just exciting. Just, you just never know about youth camp. You just never know. I was preaching a youth camp up in Illinois and got a spiritual impulse to go to a cemetery to pray. Guess I thought I raised the dead. I got up there, got to praying, and I got to seeking God and got to feeling good all over more than anywhere else, and went back down to the trailer and got ready for church. And that night we counted 99 chiggers. It just seemed like I just attract them. They just see this Yankee and feast. But I want the Lord to help us. We're going to sing one tonight because sometimes when I get in the meeting, my singing goes out and just my yeller stays in. And so we'll try to sing one for you. But if the Lord just help us, I mean if the Lord just would help us. Oh, don't miss tomorrow night. Don't miss tomorrow night. Set your clocks, get your clothes on, and come on. Don't miss tomorrow night. Want the Lord to touch us and help us. Wednesday night, you're going to be here, ain't you? You wouldn't miss it for nothing. I want the Lord to help us all this week. You got a great day speaker. Wonderful, wonderful friend of mine. And you don't have to brag. I won't have to brag on him. You'll see in the morning. You'll see in the morning. What kind of feller that you got for the day speaker. And we're just going to, if you want to be distressed, now if you want to be distressed during this meeting, you look within if you want to be distressed. If you want to be dismayed, you look ahead. If you want to be defeated, you look back. If you want to be distracted, just look around. But if you want to be delivered, look to Jesus. And if you want to be delighted, look up. Oh, my. I want the Lord to help us, don't you? Why? Come on, sweetie. Why? Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am a God, and there is none else. Have you ever read that? That's in Isaiah. I got something else I need to read you here. Oh, we're just going to sing when we sung down in Alabama. I got something else I want to read you. Yes. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see. I could go on with it, but I don't need to. You got to be born again before you can see, before you can get your eyes open. That kind of ties in with what I'm preaching on now. It really does. It really does. We're going to see if the Lord will help us. We're going to see if he'll help us to open our eyes and be ready for a move of God. Hallelujah. Y'all help me guard that. I may just leave that there this week, that little sign right there. Just help me. And if see any little ones you know up there fooling around with it, say, you ought not be fooling around with that. And if they keep fooling around with it, say, you ought not be fooling around with that. But let's let the Lord help us. Hallelujah. Everybody has the answers to all the problems soar. From religion to our nation, we're troubled more and more. If only we'd try someone who's never failed to solve the problems of his people, let's try the Lamb of God.
Just lead me anywhere you want to, down the road that pleases you, storm clouds to crystal blue. I trust you all the way.
When you
speak to me, I will go to thy will, because I know in thy care your blessings flow.
Lead me all the way.
Sing it some more.
Just lead me anywhere you want to, down the road that pleases you, storm clouds to crystal blue.
I trust you all the way,
and when you speak to me, I will go to thy will, because I know in thy care
your blessings,
your blessings, oh,
glory, lead me all the way.
When we turn all things,
when we turn all things to Jesus and trust him without doubt, he'll prove he has the power to lead his people out and out of worldly pressure,
out of
bitter pain,
and right
out of Satan's clutches
when Jesus comes again. Just lead me anywhere you want to.
Do it, Lord.
Down the road that pleases you, storm clouds to crystal blue.
I'll trust you.
I trust you all the way.
And when you speak to me, I will go
to thy will,
because I know in thy care your blessings flow.
Lead me
all the way.
Once more, just lead me anywhere you want to, down the road that pleases you, storm clouds to crystal blue. I trust you all the way.
And when you
speak to me, I will go
to thy will,
because I know
in thy care
your blessings flow.
Lead me all the way.
Ah, oh, glory. All right. It's almost impossible to do business with any company or any person who ain't open yet. You just can't hardly do it. I mean, stand there in front of the door and look as pitiful as you want. But if they ain't open for business, you can't hardly get it. You can't hardly buy it. You can't. It'd be almost impossible to have youth camp on Sunday around here, because we don't open this thing till Monday. It'd be tough. And I want you to understand that when the doors are open and the chains have all fell off and the locks have all been taken off, and everything is ready and waiting, that's the time to go in and get what you want and get it paid for and get on out and be able to use it. And I like to tell you young folks something. God can't help a one of you if you don't open for business. He can't help a one of you. If you don't take the locks off of the doors, and you don't take the chains off of the doors, if you don't open, he cannot come in and sup with you. You're going to have to open it. You're going to have to open. Before we can pray, come on in, or welcome, or we're open, or whatever my little sign says. Before we can do that, we're going to have spiritual eyes open. I'm going to talk to you tonight from the book of Mark. I won't be up here long. Nope, not long. From the book of Mark, me and my friends are going to be reading chapter 8, verse 23, and I'll let one of them, I'll read 22, and I'll let one of them take 23. And another one take 24, another one 25. I want to just involve everybody. Praise God. My. All right. Here we go. Book of Mark, chapter 8, 22. And he cometh to, Brian, you'll help me after a while. And he cometh to Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. That was enough right there to get him on Richard Roberts. That'd be enough right there to get him testifying on PTL if he hadn't gone bankrupt. I see men as trees walking. What a testimony. Put him on the camera. That's it. That's what we're looking for. Up. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes. I would like to put my hands again upon some of their eyes. He put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly. Now, what we're fixing to do is open up. I'm telling you, we're opening for business around here. Ain't no tomfoolery about it. We come out here. Last week, I preached the day services. Brother Blue preached the nights. And the only way I could describe it, when a man come up and said, it looks like the gold is out of your eyes, Brother Height. The only way to describe it was, they were black and blue and swollen from battling the beast of Ephesus. I seemed like I was into it up to my ever-loving neck. Hallelujah. We haven't just come out here to open and to see what happens. We've come out here, brothers, to get something done for God. We're opening for business. And I do hope that everybody in this tabernacle and around this tabernacle and out in front of this tabernacle and under the trees and under the awning, I hope everybody come out here to open up and have business. I sure hope everybody come to get something from God, because you're either going to be disappointed, bored, or sorry, or all three. Let's see what God will do for us. Father, if you'll touch us and help us for the next few minutes to have enough sense to get a hold of God and have enough sense to sit down and let the power of God touch this place. If you'll touch us, yow, and let your grace be upon us and say something to these young folks that'll help them from this night forward, I'll give you the praise for it in your wonderful name. Hallelujah. I have never been blind and never have been. I would suppose it'd be a cross to bear. And if there's anyone under the tabernacle with that condition, you have my sympathies. I've never been that way. I don't know which would be worse. I don't know if it'd be worse to be born blind, never to see a robin fish a worm out of the ground, and never be able to see a bluebird, and never be able to find the chigger and know where to scratch him at. Or to have once to see a robin pull a worm out of the ground, and once to be able to see them chiggers, and one time be able to see the beauties of this world, and then lose your eyesight, not be able to see it. I don't know naturally, but spiritually I got the answer. It is worse for you to have known this, and to have seen this, and to have felt this, and then turn your back on it. No man having put his hand to this plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom. You ain't fit, you understand? But I want to tell you in this little church house that there's all kinds of opportunities in God to get your eyes open. He seems like his mercies are everlasting and his grace is all sufficient. And he delights in opening the eyes of folks that are blinded. I need to get into this real quick. I'm not going to be up here long. Let's get it. I'm fixing to take this thing off. And I'm fixing to see. Am I all tangled up there? I knew it. Let's get the Bible. Let's read it. First thing, they bring him a blind man. I don't know who all the theys are in this world, but I know who the theys are tonight in this service. They is Brother Gary Edenfield, and they is Brother Mike Blue, and they is Brother Daryl Meadows, and they is Brother Dave. Yes, where's he at? You can see, I can see some of his ugly. Yes, Dave. That's who the theys are, so you theys jump up and come up here right quick. Hurry. Wonderful. Next. The theys. I don't know who the theys are in the Bible. I don't know. But I do know one thing that the theys did. The theys looked back there and they saw an ugly Yankee from Illinois that looked blind. And he needed some help from the master. So would you theys go back there for me right quick and grab that guy back there that's blind. Oh, yes. You must understand, young folks, that their names were never recorded in the Bible. I don't know who T was, H was, E was, or Y was. I don't have anything about it. But they saw a need and they brought somebody to the master that needed help. I'm fixing to tell you something. You don't have to have your name in lights to do something for God.
You don't have to just bring him up here and just set him right over there, you bunch of theys. Hallelujah. They's called more church trouble than anybody I ever seen, Brother Ralph Cox. They always said it. They always want it louder. They go, oh, God of heaven, I got the they's corner now. But you understand, they brought a blind man, and I don't know who they are. And history doesn't record them. Their names were not Joey Height. Their names were not Leon Farley. Their names were not Ralph Cox. But they went down in God's record book as somebody who didn't have to have a name, but knew that there was a need and somebody was needed to be brought to Jesus. Hey, you may not get asked to sing a song in this meeting, but if you'll bring somebody sitting next to you down to the master and help lead them in a place in God, your name will be recorded high in the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't know who some of they are out here, but if they'll bring their lost loved ones to this meeting and God gets a hold of them, you're liable to have your name recorded in a higher place than this world. And so I'm hurrying. I need to hurry. Some of you look, didn't you eat supper? I'm hurrying. They brought a blind man and they brought him to Jesus. All right? You theys can disperse now. Just disperse, and you just sit there and be blind. Oh, God bless you. Just be blind. And they brought him a blind man. Now, I really can't understand, Brother Buddy, why they didn't bring a President Reagan. I can't understand why they didn't bring the Hensons. I'll never understand why they couldn't get a hold of the Goodmans. Amy Grant would have been a prime candidate to have come. I don't know why they didn't bring some folks. But I do understand one thing. They brought somebody with a need that was very evident. A problem that was very evident. You see, you probably couldn't convince the Hensons that they needed to pray through. And Amy Grant probably thinks she's already great. So the best thing to do is find somebody that has no way to go but up. Has no hope in life but God. And wrap your arm around them and bring them down to the foot of the altar. Wow! I say, I feel the same way about this camp meeting. With preaching like this, the only way it can go is up. You ain't going to go much lower. Listen to me. I want to tell you something. They brought a blind man. I got up in my church in Illinois and I told them this. I told them, if you know any streetwalkers, invite them to Jonesboro Pentecostal Church. I'd love to have them part of the congregation. And if you know anybody in this town that's an out-and-out alcoholic, give them my name and my phone number. I would love to have them at my church. Because you must understand, it's the folks that are down and out. It's the folks that need saving. It's the ones that the master's concerned about in the first place. Hey, there's young folks under this tabernacle, saved and filled with the glory of God and with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Some of you could charge hell with a water gun. But there's a few folks under this tabernacle that needs God. There's a few young folks standing out from this tabernacle that needs God. And that's exactly the ones tonight that he has come to seek and to save. It's those that need his touch the most. But I'm hurrying. Listen, they brought a blind man and they brought him to, oh God, I'm going to get into it, but it's just the first night, I'll get out later. They brought him to the prayer tower. But the prayer tower couldn't do nothing about it. They brought him to the big gospel revival tent. But a good gust of wind come through, and the tent was no more. They brought him, I'll tell you who they brought him to. They brought him to the great physician of the ages, who heals without needles, who performs surgery without a scalpel, who can do heart transplants and never need another volunteer. They brought him to the man that can absolutely take care of deaf ears and raise dead folks without the help of an undertaker. They brought him to the right man. And can I tell you tonight that you've come to the right place? You may not meet him, and you may not feel him, and you may not let him touch you, but you have absolutely come to the best place that you could possibly find in order to get your problems taken care of, in order for you to get in a right relationship with God. You just have to watch this thing. I just come and go with it. But I want to tell you something. They brought this man to Jesus. They checked. I saw that the office was open. The doctor will see you now. Oh, yes, he will. He's fixing to take a case again. Since he ain't never lost one, since he's able to take care of any disease or any abnormality, he's not a bit afraid to take this blind man on. He's healed headaches, and we're pretty quick with anointing oil to take care of a headache, but he's even taken coffins and stopped them on the road to the cemetery and took care of that too. He ain't afraid of anything that you can bring him. He's never backed up from a fight. You've never got so deep that he can't take care of it. You have never felt so bad that he can't take care of it. I've come against things I couldn't handle, but he ain't never come against nothing that he can't handle. I've preached and dealt with folks that I didn't know any answers. He ain't never run out of answers. He's got just as many as he's ever had, young folks. And so they brought this man to Jesus. What did my text say? Jesus reached out and he took him by the hand. And the blind man felt from the bottom of his ingrown toenail all the way up to the back of his head. He felt it. He felt it. He felt it. He felt it like I felt it last week preaching down in Alabama. I got hot and got sweaty and was real wet and got down at the altar and by a wet knee touched that wet carpet and I had a hold of that hot microphone. 4th of July in Alabama is what it was. I felt something. You understand me? I felt something. I can only describe it as a charge. It seemed like a bolt just run right through me. I'd like to tell you something. For a man that's been sitting by the wayside begging for a long time, don't tell me that when them four guys turned loose of him and the great master of the universe grabbed a hold of him that he couldn't tell that something different had a hold on him. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that when you feel the touch of the great physician, you can't tell a difference between that and something out in this world and something that you get a hold of. So the master reached out and he took him by the hand and it was an electric charge. He felt what I felt in 1975 when I prayed through. He felt it. It is healing. I feel it. I feel it. I don't make fun of some folks with the jerks when they're shouting. If you was plugged up to what they're plugged up with, you'd be a jerking too. Hallelujah. I'd like to hook a couple of hot wires to a few of you. Now listen to me. The great master of the universe reached out and took him by the hand. You'll just have to get used to my preaching. This is it. If you're judging this whole camp meeting on the first night, you might as well, because I'll preach like this tomorrow night. He reached out and took him by the hand. And then the Bible said he led him out of town. That's right. Hey, you just sit down there on that stump and watch the chairs. You missed the stump, Zach. There comes one of them. He led him out of town. Now, don't be offended with me if I preach a little holiness. His eyes wasn't open yet. But when they were going to fly open in a minute, old things were going to pass away, and all things was fixing to be new. When his eyes opened for the next time, what he used to see, he ain't going to see no more. And the place he used to be, he ain't going to be no more. When his eyes fly open in a minute, he's going to see things and be in places that he had never been before in his life. My God of heaven. I'm starting to feel religious on Monday night, and it ain't even lawful. But I want to tell you something. If you plan to open for business, you're going to have to come out from among them and be separate, saith God, and touch not the unclean thing. If you plan for him to open your eyes tonight, you're going to have to leave what you're messing around with and what you're tangled up with and what you're running around. You're going to have to leave it. You're going to have to sanctify yourself, a separating of yourself. You're going to have to do it. All right. He took him by the hand. He led him out of town. And now then, is there any oil here? Do we have any oil? No oil? That's all right. I don't need none. I'm just going to show you about some oil. I'll bring some tomorrow night with me. Believe me, I'm going to bring some tomorrow night. Oh, yes, I am. But we're not going to use oil. We're going to use something else. Some knuckleheads are good at it. I don't hardly know what to do next. Why, you? How dare you? The very idea of spitting in a poor old man's eyes that can't even defend himself. But if you're going to be healed, you must first be humiliated. If you're going to be picked up, you must first be brought down low. And if you're too proud to let the Master do anything that he wants to do to you in order to open your eyes, and you're going to sit there blind the entire meeting. If you're so stiff that you wouldn't be willing to roll in this aisle, sit there. If you are so proud that your coiffure, whatever that is, sounds like something you get at a drugstore, your coiffure and your perfume and your duds mean more to you than God, then sit there. It's only those individuals that'll throw their hands up and say, God, whatever you have to do, whatever you want to do, however you want me to be, whatever it takes to get my eyes open, that's all that really matters. Are you getting my drift? Are you listening to me? God, if I have to get in and the brute runs right down the chute, I still want to get everything that I can get from God in His service tonight. Are you hearing me? If you had to leave this church and go take a shower instead of going to the concession stand, it'd be better to go take a shower with your eyes open than to go to the concession stand with them blind. Are you listening to me? Whatever it takes to have a move of God, do it. Have it. Feel it. Let Him. Whatever it takes. And so, I'm hurrying. I ain't gonna preach long tonight. He spit on him. He let him out. The Bible said he reached over and he touched him. Let his hand out. You understand, don't you? It was a personal contact like I never felt before in my entire life. Mama can hug me. Daddy can squeeze me. My girlfriend can wink at me. And they can put jalapeno peppers in my Kool-Aid. But there ain't nothing does for me like one touch of the great physician on a Monday night inside of a little tabernacle in the state of Oklahoma. Ain't nothing like it. I'm telling you what the fact. Hooray for our side. There ain't nothing like it. I wish that into service right now, you would see his forefinger grip the side over here and feel his thumb as it moved across this corner and saw the rest of his fingers just reach down and touch us. Just reach down and grip us. And lay his hand upon us. That's what he did to this feller. And suddenly, his eyes, they come open. He can see. He can see. Hold on. We've shouted a lot of times before they were delivered. man has trees walking. Hello, Brother Oak. Sister Hickory, how are you? Doing fine, Brother Pine. Oh, God. Do you understand? We've got a lot of folks, and please don't back up, mamas. Please don't back up, daddies. It's a long drop off that hill. But I got something I must tell you. We got a lot of folks in a lot of our holiness churches that's been brought out, has felt his hand, has been led out, and has been spit upon, have felt his touch, and they got their eyes open, and they still ain't seeing as clearly as they ought to be seeing. They still ain't doing it. When an individual would walk up to me and tell me, I don't see nothing wrong with a ball game every now and then. They got hickory nuts for brains. Are you hearing me? When individuals would walk up and say, I don't believe it's right to go listen to ungodly music, but they give their children the money to go buy it. Look out. Look out. We got pine cones between the eyeballs. There's a lot of folks in holiness. They see better than they used to, but they don't see tithing yet. They don't see being faithful yet. They don't see gossip and discord yet. They don't see seeking God yet. You're welcome. Pray, wife. My God of heaven, pray, Blue. Hold you stand up there, son, pray. I'm trying to tell you something. It's wonderful to be touched, and it's wonderful to shout. It's wonderful to have long hair, long dresses, and long sleeves. But if you still can't see like you're supposed to be a seeing, then you need the master to touch you again and lay his hands on you again. You need to pray again. You need help again. You need God again. Now, I know, Daryl, sorry, Brother Meadows, I know this is contrary to modern preaching, that once you're prayed for, that's all right, you're healed. And if you ain't, it's your fault. Hold it. If Naaman had to dip again, and the man had to go wash again, and Jesus Christ himself prayed for the same man twice over the same difficulty, the only sin is sitting back there when you need complete deliverance. Oh, God. But the only sin, young folks, is to lean back and act like everything's all right. The only sin, mamas and daddies, is to convince yourself that what you've got is normal. But it ain't normal. If you ain't a seeing God and a seeing his power right, you ain't normal. And so Jesus walked over to him the second time. I'm going to bring him over here where you all can see, right, God? So Jesus brought him over here the second time. And he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do to you, lumberjack. I'm going to bring you out of the woods, son. I'm going to fix it to put your feet on a higher ground. And he reached over and he laid his hands upon him. Go ahead and duck it. Read it. What did the Bible say? He laid his hands upon him. Huh? Then how come you pray like this when you come to the altar? Read. He laid his hands upon him and he made him stick his nose down against the carpet. He made him go pass out. He made him. My God of heaven. I ain't allergic to snot. Get your head up. Are you listening to me? We ain't afraid of tears. Get your head up. Jesus touched him again and made him look up. Read what the text said. You're going to have to get your eyes off of everything down here and look higher than what your trouble is and look higher than what your problem is. You're going to have to get in a place in God. I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He was down at the Colosseum What's in championship wrestling? Down it. You're looking at me now. He was high and he was lifted up. And his train filled the temple. And I have yet to have anything on this level look bigger than the deliverer on that level. When I get my eyes up there and I look up there, are you listening to me? Are you getting my drift? I'm trying to tell you, in this little tabernacle tonight, young folks, first night, Lord, come in. We're open. Come in, Lord. We're open. We're open. Ready for business. Ready for business. Ready to be healed. Ready to be filled. Ready to be saved. Ready to be dedicated. Ready to be called. Ready to be sent. Ready. Come on in, Lord. Sepulpa 1987 is officially open for business. I want everybody in here to bug your eyes. I want him to see the whites. We're open for business. Oh, yes, we are. We ain't going into this meeting day blind. We ain't walking into holiness with our eyes shut. We're not walking into the power of God, not knowing what's going to happen. Our eyes are open. We're ready for God to move. And we're expecting in this place for young folks to be lifted out and to be lifted up and to be brought in and to be brought out by the power of his grace and by the touch of his life. I'll preach longer tomorrow night. There was a lot of things needed to be covered tonight, and this doesn't have to be a long message. God can well take care of things if I stayed at the trailer tonight, in fact. But thank God he allowed me to come and get involved just a minute to tell everybody in this church house, if you're wanting something from God, you're going to have to open your eyes and get your head up. You're going to have to get your eyes off of her. You're going to have to get your eyes off of him. You're going to have to get your eyes off of it. You're going to have to get your eyes off of them. You're going to have to look higher than the things that's got you, higher than the things that's got you burdened, higher than the things you've been a-hearing, and higher than the things you've been a-doing. And I'm going to introduce you tonight. I'm going to introduce you tonight to somebody that can put this camp meeting over if me and Mike Blue went home. I'm fixing to introduce you to somebody tonight that can put this camp meeting over if Brother Leon Farley, and God forbid it, would come down with 100 chiggers on one big toe. I'm fixing to put you in touch with somebody tonight that can take care of your situation according to his riches and glory. But you're going to have to come out of the shadows for him to do it. You're going to have to come out of the seat for him to do it. You're going to have to come out of the sanctity of the wooden pews out on the hillside for him to do it. You're going to have to come out if he's ever going to open them up for you. I'm done preaching, and my wife is already on her way up here. Father, I thank you for the word of God tonight. I thank you for the first night of camp meeting. I thank you for your glories and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, for overlooking ignorance and overlooking sometimes my far out preaching. And yet, let me feel the other end of the line, plugged up to heaven sublime. If you do something in this church house tonight, start this Sepulpa meeting off with an absolute move of God. We'll praise you. Walk from this tabernacle giving all the glory to God. Touch us in this place tonight, and I'll praise you for it. I'm going quick. You young folks' heads are bowed. Right now, first night, first thing, I'm looking for hands all over this building that needs to come out. You need to get your eyes open, and you need to get them open tonight. I'm looking to honest participants tonight that wants God to help them. If you'll turn it up, I'll pull it down. I'm looking for honest participants in this service tonight. Honest participants that needs to come out. God love. I'm looking for honest participants in this service tonight that you don't see living for God like these preachers are preaching it. You don't see serving God like some preachers say it. You don't even see the Word of God like it's printed in black and white and red. And you need God to lead you out. I'm looking for somebody. I know you can't expect a gully washing first night meeting. Youth camp's just like revival. You got to prime this pump before you're ever going to get any water coming. But I'm doing my best tonight, God love you, to crank his handle. I'm doing my best tonight to raise a sweat and bring it partway up the tube. Is there anybody outside that don't even want to wait for anything, that you'd like to separate yourself from where you're at and clear that tabernacle door back there like a banshee and hit this altar? Throw your hands up to God and say, touch me, Lord. There's a few things I need to be seeing more clearly than what I am. Is there any campers in this building that don't even want to wait for the general altar call, that they'd stand where they're at and slip out from their seat, come down to this altar and throw their hand up and say, oh God, I gotta see clearly. I ain't a seeing like I used to see. I ain't a feeling like I used to feel. God's not on me like he used to be on me. I'm a looking for young folks in this youth camp that wants to start camp meeting without everybody else. It's you and God now. Is there anybody that's got enough of the Spirit of God about you that you want to get something from God and you want to start tonight? I'm a looking for you. I'm a looking for you. I ain't waiting on you. I'm a looking for you. Oh, God of heaven. Can you imagine a bass guitar player with his eyes wide open? Oh, God. I'm a looking for you. Could you imagine another young lady in this camp with her eyes wide? Look out. I'm telling you what the fact of the matter is. I'm going to beg you, when you get down to this altar, throw your hands up. Look higher than the wood bench beneath you. Look to the God that's above you. We're fixing to have a bodacious altar service. Campers, join us, would you? Youth campers, mamas, daddies, join us, would you? We're fixing to pray. That's it. How about it? Help him to look up, Brian. Help him to look up, Dave. Help him to look up, campers. Help us to look up, God. Help us to look up, God. Hey, young folks, don't bury your heads. Look up. Look up. Woo! Look up. Look up. Look up.